The scripture for today's message is Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11.
봉독하겠습니다.
He has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in their heart, yet so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, before the Lord, if we say, I'm satisfied with my life, then our life will be worthwhile living. A dictionary says satisfaction is the contentment one feels when one has fulfilled a desire, need, or expectation. Are you satisfied with your life without anything else in need? Amen. Conclusively speaking, man can live this kind of satisfactory life only when he longs for eternity. When we desire, there are many ancestors who said, like read more that Eve or life is but a dream. There is a representative person who said it in the Bible. He's Solomon, son of King David. Ecclesiastes 1:8 says, all things are wearisome. Man is not able to tell it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear filled with hearing. And the previous verse 7 says this, all the rivers flow into the sea, yet the sea is not full. To the place where the rivers flow, there they flow again. Think about how a river flows into the ocean. Even though rivers flow for hundreds or thousands of years, the ocean doesn't become full. It is the same when we try to fill our hearts with worldly things. No matter how many worldly things you take, although you may feel content for some time, you'll feel empty soon. Who is King Solomon? He enjoyed wealth, honor, authority, and many women. He had wisdom that no one else could have. But he confessed like this. Then why? Why man cannot fill his heart with worldly things? It is because God has set eternity in the heart of man. Namely, only when we take eternal life, eternal heaven, and eternal love that doesn't change, we can be truly satisfied in our heart. So, I hope that you and I may have more longing for eternity through this message. King Solomon talked about life in Ecclesiastes 1, 2, 3. Vanity of vanities. As the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What advantage does man have in all his work, which he does under the sun? I pray in the name of the Lord that we will spend our 24 hours a day, not for the things that will disappear after some time, but for the eternal things, so that we can shine like the sun in New Jerusalem, the city of glory. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I'd like to tell you three reasons why man can be truly satisfied only when he longs for eternity. Before that, let's look into how man can long for eternity with the word in the Bible. Our shepherd explained about this through his lectures on the book of Genesis and on spirit, soul, and body. Let's review this message, and I hope you have firmer belief about God the Creator and the world to come. Man can acknowledge and long for eternity, unlike the animals. Not only believers who believe the resurrected Lord, but also unbelievers long for it. In the Chinese history, Queen Xin Huangji looked for her eternal youth everywhere. Did he find it? No. Even people today study biotechnology continuously in order to make the dream of life extension come true. Recently, scientists are actively studying stem cell technology in order to use it for treatment of illness and anti-aging. Of course, as the world is too dark today, many people are giving up on their lives by themselves. Some people keep on saying, I don't want to live, I want to die. But it is because they are deceived by the enemy devil and Satan and caught by fleshly thoughts. No one wants to end his life. It's a worldly saying, but they say it is the elderly's most popular lie. They say, I wish I could die early. Also, worldly people often say, death is the end of everything. But it's from ignorance. Although they say it, they have fear in heart, and at least they wonder whether their afterlife exists or not. At the beginning of some year, our shepherd prophesied that that year will be full of pandemonium. I remember what happened around that time. Natural disasters such as earthquakes or seismic sea waves took place at every corner of the world, and many related news were reported. One of my family members who doesn't attend church asked me once, "Do you know when the earth will fall?" She was asking if I have heard anything about the end of the world as a Christian. She seemed like making fun of it outwardly, but actually she was serious. She looked fearful about what was happening in the world. She was interested in the Lord and the life to come. Then how can men long for eternity unlike animals? Today's passage gives the answer. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, He has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in their heart. Yes, so that man will not find out the work that which God has done from the beginning even to the end. That is, it's possible because God the Creator has set eternity in man's heart. To put it more concretely, it's possible because of the seed of life. Our shepherd explained about the seed of life in details when he preached about the principle of man's creation during his lectures on Genesis. God made the first man, Adam, from the dust of the ground, and he breathed the breath of life into his nostrils. Then he became a living being. How amazing it is. Once I wondered like this before, man doesn't have a battery in his body. It doesn't be connected to any socket. But how can it live and move? Of course, I learned about how human body moves in my school. But I wondered, what is the origin that makes human body move? You know what it is very well, right? As it is written in the Bible, it's possible because God the Creator, who is the origin of life, had breathed the breath of life into human body. Thanks to this breath of life from God, Adam became alive and moved. He could live forever without getting old or seeing death. However, Adam committed a sin of disobedience and he became a man of flesh. Most of the breath of life was taken away and only a faint trace of it was left. This trace is the seed of life. Now Adam changed to a being that becomes old and dies. It is because the body made from the dust changes, decays, and disappears after all. Then where is this seed of life located? It is planted in the most focal cell of the heart, the center of the body, in the form of a small seed. But you cannot see this seed of life with a microscope. You can see it only with the spiritual eyes. Cells of the body repeat the cycle of creation and destruction, but the seed of life is fixed at the same position of the body. It's like a buoy on the seawater whose location is always fixed no matter how the sea current changes. This seed of life doesn't go down to the descendants. For this reason, God puts the seed of life into the spirit and gives it to a baby in the sixth month of its conception. He puts it into the nucleus of the cell that is the most focalized point in the body. So man becomes a spiritual being that consists of spirit, soul, and body, unlike the animals that consist of soul and body. That's why people can feel the existence of afterlife and seek for God even vaguely. However, the important thing is that only after this seed of life sprouts, man can clearly acknowledge eternity and take it. The seed of life sprouts when people accept the Lord and receive the Holy Spirit. Then they can feel the existence of God and afterlife clearly, and they can believe Jesus Christ as their Lord. Because the seed of life belongs to God, it moves actively when they are full of the Holy Spirit in the environment of truth, such as goodness and love. Therefore, as much as we maintain the fullness of the Holy Spirit and go towards Spirit, the seed of life in us will grow actively. Then, at the same time, our bodies will become healthy too. If you come into spirit, aging will stop. And if you come into spirit, whole spirit, even you can be rejuvenated. Although Adam became a fleshly being by his sin and got old and died, he lived for 930 years. It was because Adam was still not very much stained with sins and the world wasn't either. But as generations passed, man's lifespan decreased. Now it's, say, 70 or 80 years if they're healthy, or about 100 years at best. So the lifespan of man decreased like this. Unlike animals, people can long for eternity because of the seed of life given by God. Well, we have never heard that any animals have a religion or search God. This fact tells us the existence of spirit and soul, God who existed before and after eternity, and heaven, the eternal world. Therefore, I hope you have confidence of the eternal world of spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we human beings can be truly satisfied only when we long for this eternity, I told you. It is firstly because we can have the future and a hope when we long for eternity. Although the reality as of now is a little bit tough, if you have a hope tomorrow will be better, it will be very fine, then you won't lose heart. For example, even though you are living in a shabby house today, if you will move to a new and luxurious house after a month, you'll be humming naturally. One day, I asked our students, how many years do you think we have before the Lord comes again? Then they said, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, or 80 years, or some of them said they didn't know. Of course, as Jesus said in Matthew 24:36, Father God alone knows when the Lord will come to take us. But no matter when the day is, the day when the Lord comes again for each individual is the day he dies. So no one can give the correct answer to that question. But what I want to tell you here is the countenance of our students who were giving answers. They had smiles on their faces without fearing while they were answering 5 years or 10 years. Some students answered energetically. Can worldly people do so? For example, some people get a terminal disease when they are here, when they hear doctors saying, you have only a few months, at least 1 year. They'll fall in despair. No one will say they're he's happy. But most of our Mamim students and young adults have been taught since they were very little that our Lord will come again to take us. That day is not far. We'll live in heaven happily forever. So, I cannot find any cloud in their faces when they say only 5 years or 10 years are left. Of course, if you are still committing sins depriving salvation, or if you are not adorning yourself as the Lord's bride, you must have fear and you may think, I wish the Lord would come late. If you are one of them, make a change at this moment, please. You will become happy if you turn away from sins and dwell in the truth. You will live in hope, not in fear. Well, the worldly people also live their lives with a hope of happiness for tomorrow, hope of passing the college exam, getting a job or promotion, buying a house, or hope that their children grow well and give them joy. They're living with these kinds of hope for a better tomorrow, better next year, or a better 10 years later. However, as our shepherd tells us often, while they're pursuing tomorrow in their hard lives, they get wrinkles on their faces before they know. Even if their lives became better than yesterday, their youth disappeared. They're not healthy like they were before. Now the days they will live are less than the days they lived. One day I read a news article saying a CEO of a big enterprise which led the electronic industry of our country to the world market fell in unconsciousness. I felt again that one generation was so short. Many of adult members may remember the day when you heard the news that his father passed away. And parents will become keenly aware of the flight of time while seeing their children growing up. So even though you sacrifice today and live for tomorrow, that tomorrow is so short. I thought like this. Particularly Koreans never sleep enough during their whole life. When they are little, they go to the daycare center taken by their mothers who go to work. After they grow up a little, they go to the kindergarten or elementary school. They must eat, sleep well. They must eat and sleep well when they're middle school or high school students, but they take extra classes before and after school. When they become young adults and enter a college, they take exams and prepare to get a job, spending nights in the library. Once they get a job, they work late to get a promotion and they're busy to go to company dinners. When they get married and have a baby, they don't have freedom at all. They should sleep well to take care of they cannot sleep well to take care of their baby, and they should fit their sleeping time to their children. While they live their lives like this, now they become old and they think sleeping is waste of time. However, there are people who are drawing a wonderful future incomparably to this result of these people. Even though they also sleep little, they are mommy members who are spreading nighttime by attending Daniel prayer meeting. It is a brilliant investment about the future. Once our shepherd said, we could sleep as much as we want in heaven, and no one would wake us up. So when I couldn't sleep enough, I could have a hope from this word. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our shepherd longs for eternity more than anyone else. So he has a great and wonderful hope for the future. He invests all he has unsparingly for the future in the Lord. In the last anniversary of our church, he supported the production of 3D pictures of the Castle of the Shepherd in order to show us the beauty of heaven. I believe that you imagined your future house watching the video, right? My office is in the basement, and on my computer screen, I have a picture of a house with an ocean view. Seeing that picture, I make up my mind, while I'm living on this earth, I'll fulfill the clean heart perfectly and do my duties faithfully. Then I'll move to my big house with everything I need. I've never had my own house on this earth or decorated to my taste, but I'm sure my father, who is the richest one in the whole universe, is building a house for me which will satisfy my heart. I believe this fact. Our Father God is so wonderful, and He is the richest one. When I belonged to the Young Adults Mission, I said this to the brothers and sisters in there. Our Father God is so wonderful. So, if we cast off these of flesh at least, namely, if we have the third level of faith, we can inherit the grander and luxurious house with a garden in our young age. As our shepherd explained, to those who enter the second heavenly kingdom, God gives the multi-floor detached house as the dwelling place. And with a little more effort, you'll inherit a wonderful mansion with every sort of conveniences, which is much, much better than any mansion of billionaires on this earth. I hope you make some more effort to possess this kind of house. Of course, our hope for future is not just this wonderful house. Our hope is to live happily with Father God, the Lord, and our Shepherd, and our beloved ones forever in heaven without any tears, sorrow, and worries. If we long for eternity continuously, all this hope of ours will definitely come true. Nothing can stop this hope. Even death, so-called despair by worldly people, is the passageway of blessing to us. Because we believe the resurrection of the Lord. John 11, 25 and 26 says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? So even though believers die while waiting for the Lord, they revive and meet the Lord and people they departed from for some time. How hopeful it is. That's the reason why Jesus' disciples who martyred and the believers who died in the Colosseum in Rome could die in joyful praises. Therefore, I pray in the name of the Lord that you can long for eternity more eagerly so that you can live a satisfactory life full of hope for the future. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the second reason why we can be truly satisfied only when we long for eternity is that we can be faithful to our duties. Man can feel satisfied when he fulfills his duty. What is a duty? A duty is the original position of each individual or things that are obliged to keep and practice. For example, there are duty of students, a duty of parents, or a duty of pastors. However, there is the most fundamental and important duty than any duty from a position. It is the duty of man. Those who long for eternity try to keep this duty of man. So, easily speaking, they try to live as a decent human being. Our Father God told us clearly what the duty of man is. Galatians 12:13 says, "The conclusion when all has been heard is fear God and keep His commandments, because this applies to every person." When you read the book of Galatians, it repeats and emphasizes the vanity of life and concludes with telling about the duty of man. Then, what is to fear God? It is to hate evil. Proverbs 8:13, beginning part, says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil." To fear is to love and be afraid of someone or something at the same time. Those who fear God hate evil. If we love someone, we come to hate things that he hates. Also, we come to hate evil because we fear God. Hebrews 9:27 says, "And inasmuch as it is appointed for man to die once, and after this comes judgment." As it says, God is God of justice, who judges every individual according to what he's done. If you believe this, you dare not do evil. Therefore, those who truly fear God don't do evil. They even hate to think about it. So they will get rid of evil in nature and fulfill the sanctification. Man's duty is also keeping God's commands along at the same time fearing God like this. Then they become the true children of God after all. In other words, the duty of man is to become the true children of God. This is the reason why God made human beings in His image and let them live in this world. Originally, God made us in His image. But by Adam's sin, our spirit died and we lost that image. Galatians 3:18 says, "I said to myself concerning the sons of men, God has surely tested them in order for them to see that they are but beasts." Likewise, to recover the lost image of God and live like a decent human being is the duty of man. When we live right after the purpose of life, when we do our duty of man, that is, when we live as a decent human being, we can be truly satisfied. However, many people in the world have forgot the duty of man, and they are living a life no better than animals. For what do animals live? They eat, sleep, and multiply. They live their lives by their instinct like this. I saw pigs at the rural area when I was little. They oink much more if they are hungry, asking for food. They fight with each other to eat more, making noise of cry. After they are full, they wallow in the mud or take naps. They become fat day by day, and after all, they become meat. Pigs don't think, "What is the duty of pigs? Am I living according to the duty of pigs? I should live better than yesterday." They don't think so. In my parents' house in rural area, they have a dog that they feed with leftover. You know, dogs are clever comparing to other animals. But if a puppy comes closer to her meal, she scares it and drives it away, even though it's her baby puppy. Even if the food is good, then she drives her baby puppy away more. It's way too far from the duty of parents. However, more and more people are living no better than these animals as it comes close to the end of the world. There is a word we hear very often from recent news. It is 인면수심 in Korean, which indicates a person who has the heart of an animal while having a human face. Recently, a female murdered her husband and children to receive the insurance. Also, once the parents who let their baby starve to death, indulged in computer games, were arrested. Likewise, many people live every day for money, honor, authority, lust, and pleasure, and for their content every day. They can't even dream of an eternal life. 2 Timothy 3:1-5 says, "But realize this, that in the last days difficult times will come, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious, gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. Avoid such men as these." Some people think it will be easy and free if they live away from the beauty. But the result is full of suffering and regret. Because my major in my university was social welfare, I had to visit some facilities for field placement. Accidentally, I went on a field study at an alcoholism treatment center. Most of the inmates couldn't live as a father or a husband of a family or a member of society because of alcohol. Of course, their lives were different before. Some of them had a good job. Some of them were a CEO of a company. They used to live happily with their beloved family. But when they had a hard time and got stressed, they began to drink alcohol to forget it. At first, they felt easy to relieve their stress in that way. It's because they could forget everything when they got drunk. But they came to depend on alcohol repeatedly, and later, they came to drink day and night desolately, even without working. They wanted to feel easier and more comfortable, but eventually their lives were totally destroyed. Some of them lost everything, including their workplace, health, and even beloved family. After I finished that field placement, I heard some sad news. One of them chose to commit suicide after all because he couldn't quit drinking. He fell in despair and he committed suicide. I happen to tell you a somewhat gloomy story, but these things happen in reality, and this generation where we live. Unlike such people, our members are living a happy life and doing each duty of yours. In my last sermon, I told you about a sister who had been blessed by obeying to give a charity offering. Later, I heard the testimony of a deaconess who was giving aid to that sister. She joins every voluntary work of the church so diligently. She attends worship services, prayer meetings, and other meetings with the heart. At the same time, she is doing her duty faithfully at her job, too. She is a very sincere person. She's loved by the company CEO so much. She's entrusted to the extent that even the CEO doesn't come to the office but leaves every matter to her. Her salary is pretty good, and she was provided with a nice house. Because she gave aid to a student in poverty with the income from her sincere work like this, God blessed her more abundantly. She must be so happy and proud because she's doing her duties on this earth and also the duty as God's children. Because she has nothing to worry in physical matters, now she's living her life wonderfully to fulfill the heart of spirit and to do her duty for the Lord more faithfully. Although people in the world do their duty on their own, sorrow is all they gain after the worries and labors of their whole life. Ecclesiastes 2:22-24 says, "For what does a man get in all his labor and in his striving with which he labors under the sun? Because all his days his task is painful and grievous, even at night his mind does not rest. This too is vanity." But our members are happy whatever you do, because you are living your life glorifying Father God, whatever you do, eat or drink. Ecclesiastes 2:24 says, "There is nothing better than for a man than to eat and drink and tell himself that his labor is good. This also I have seen that it is from the hand of God." Namely, when we labor for the happiness and blessing of this world, our lives will be full of grief without rest. But if we labor doing our duties, we can enjoy happiness even while we are laboring. Sometimes, so likewise, when we do our duties in the Lord and in our lives, we can be satisfied with our life. But sometimes you may feel like a laborious task to live a life obeying God's commandments, such as to do, not to do, to keep, and to cast off. I mean, sometimes you may feel it not easy to do our own duties while doing the duty of men. Then think like this: how could I come to live a decent life like this, although I'm not a famous saint in the world? I'm a mere human, but how could I come to know the way how to resemble the image of God the Creator? One day, Pastor Hyunjin Kim told me a gracious story, showing me a small and white pebble. A little sister told her like this: "When I feel irritated or lonely, I look at this pebble. It makes me think of heaven. Then I can stop being irritated and my sorrow disappears quickly." When I looked at the pebble again after hearing this, that small and white pebble shone very much. It looked like a pebble in the water of life, or it looked like a white stone of promise given by the Lord. All our mommy members can do your own duties every day with longing for eternity, just as this little sister does. You can do your duties as God's children, and pastors or leaders or mom or dad or children, employees or students or housewives. The forefathers who lived such a life expressed their satisfaction looking back upon their lives at the last moment like followings. Apostle Paul confessed when he was in jail after doing all his duty as the apostle for the Gentiles before his martyrdom, like this: 2 Timothy 4, verse 7 and 8 says, I fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Apostle John recorded the book of Revelation at his latter days. After he recorded the Lord's last word, saying, I'm coming quickly, he answered like this, Amen, come, Lord Jesus. You must be thrilled, right? Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I hope you can live a life doing the duty of man by longing for the eternal life and eternal heaven, not the worldly things which will disappear vainly. I pray in the name of the Lord that you can fulfill the heart of the Holy Spirit and preserve it without blame so that you can welcome the Lord with true satisfaction when it comes again. Lastly, and thirdly, the reason why we can be truly satisfied only when we long for eternity is that we can have true love. So many people of the world live in pain because they can't share the true love. The important condition of true love is that it doesn't change. No matter how perfect all other conditions are, if that love changes, it is not true. It's meaningless. You know it very well because you heard the message about spiritual love. Even if some people love each other unchangingly, if they don't believe eternal life in heaven, that love ends with death. So it's limited love. There is a part of the testimony of our shepherd where I almost always shed tears. It was when he was ostracized by people around him because he'd been sick for 7 years. Even his beloved mother said, I'll be happy if you'd rather die. Let me read a part of our shepherd's testimonial memoirs, Tasting Eternal Life Before Death. She came into the room and looked at the messy surroundings and at me, her sick, skinny son, and for a while said nothing. Hi, Mother. Why don't you sit over here? Tears welled up in my mother's eyes, and she began to cry uncontrollably. She wept bitterly, beating the floor with her hands. You bad boy, you better die. Die now. Do you know how much suffering this is for your wife and children? Do you know how piercing this is to my ear? I'll be happy if you die. My mother wept for a long time. I could understand she really wanted me to die. Sure, why not? To die, I think it would be the best for my family. I don't have to be a burden to them anymore. At first, they will be sad, but then they'll forget me, living a new situation. Yes, I better say goodbye to this world as soon as possible. I looked at my mother still crying and made up my mind to die. When he stood before death, he bitterly realized that the love of this earth was so limited as it faded before the word called disease. People of the world try to share true love on their own. But in weakness and limit of flesh, they rather give and receive great pain which cannot be washed to each other. Not only before diseases, but also before poverty or a moment of pleasure, they throw away their trust easily. Therefore, words like faith or sacrifice sound so empty and unfamiliar in this world. The fact that you have no one to share true love with makes you feel lack and empty most. Let's say, even if some students grew up in a poor family, if there is someone who cares about them unchangingly, with love, they can grow up brightly. But no matter how rich their family is, if they grew up with lack in love, their faces are clouded. They don't know why they live. They can't feel the love of Father God. So many of them fix their hearts on worthless things such as friends and worldly amusement. I felt so sad to see them. The love of this world is limited. But on the contrary, how is the love of Father God and the Lord? It is contrastively different from the love in this world. It's the love unchanging forever. That love began in the beginning and it didn't change even when we committed sins. Jesus confirmed that love by taking the cross for us. Also, Jesus expressed that love to his disciples directly, saying that he wanted to be with us forever. John 13 verse 1 says, "Now before the feast of Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end." Even after the Lord left this world, he loves us. And he promised to his disciples in Matthew 26:29, which says, "But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And he promised that in John 14:1-3, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." He's fasting and praying for us while we are being cultivated in this world until he meets us again. The heavenly kingdom is the dwelling place made by God the Trinity, who wants to live with his loving ones forever. Of course, we are sharing the love with each other on this earth in our Christian lives. But because the love in this world is limited, we will share the love forever in heaven. That's why our Father God made heaven for us. I was so grateful and happy to think about this. Heaven, especially New Jerusalem, is the space full of the expressions of love between God and us. Just as our shepherd told us, when we enter New Jerusalem, Father God remembers that because Father God remembers that we gave up what we wanted because we loved him so much on this earth, and because we give our heart, body, money, and time, he gives us back with the best things. For example, someone didn't work out, although he liked it. So he's given sporting equipment. Someone that couldn't have time to read books, so she's given books in heaven. Someone couldn't have time to talk with her beloved ones because she was so busy to work for the Lord. She's given a garden with a tea table in it. In heaven, I also felt more love of Father God when I looked a part of a dwelling place of one of our members by God's grace.
Uh,
When he's living on this earth, he lived in a semi-basement house. But he didn't feel it hard or sad.
굳이 그렇게 살아야 될 정도로 가난하실 분은 아니셨습니다. 그런데
he was not poor so much to live in that place. But why he was living on this earth? Because he loved the Father God and the Lord so much. In order to help the shepherd, he gave all he had without taking rest, and he didn't have time to buy his own house or to decorate his house. And Father God showed me a door of a house. It was the door to the garden from the house. I could see brilliant light, green lawn, and garden trees over the door. However, the door was so high as to seem to be very long. Its height was like the height of two-story house on this earth. Because Father God accepted his heart of love and remembered how he labored for the kingdom of God, to commemorate his heart and to comfort him, God made this door for him. When one day he happened to look at the house like a picture in European style, and he felt that it was so beautiful. Then Father God remembered that, and he made a house for him. When he enters heaven, he will invite his beloved ones to that house like a picture and have a happy time. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I pray in the name of the Lord that all of us can share the eternal love and true love with Father God and the beloved ones by longing for eternity like this in New Jerusalem.
또 목자님과 사랑하는 사람들과 행복한 시간을 보내게 되시기를 주님의 이름으로 기원 드립니다.
Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today I told you we can live a truly satisfactory life only when we long for eternity. The reasons are, first, because we can have a future and a hope. Second, it's because we can live a life doing our duties. Third, it's because we can have true love. I had a dream a few days ago. In that dream, I was chosen as one of some people who were supposed to die for the kingdom of Father God. I was informed what day, what time, and how I would be executed. And I was waiting for that day. The dream continued to the day before I die. Do you know how I felt? I was not afraid or sad, but I had some regrets. After I awoke, I thought, when our shepherd sheds too much blood and when his soul left for some moments, the Lord asked him if he would be embraced in his arms. And our shepherd said yes, without any hesitation. It was because he had lived such a satisfactory life as a human being before Father God already. He didn't go into the Lord's arms because of the souls. I asked to myself, when can I fulfill that heart in my mind? And I felt ashamed. Then I realized one thing. A question was given to me. If you couldn't meet the Lord, would you have been able to live a better life than now? If you couldn't meet the shepherd, could you have lived more wonderfully than now before Father God? My answer was no. And then I was full of thanks. Already, I'm living a better life than the life I could live. I can't help but give thanks only. I hope that our Mami members can be grateful for running with a fervent longing heart for eternity after meeting the Lord and the Shepherd who longs for eternity more than anyone else. When you're full of thanks for the rest of your life, you can live a truly satisfactory life and you won't have any regret after all. I pray in the name of the Lord that we can recover the image of Father God perfectly so that we can enter New Jerusalem and we can have a beautiful memory of all this time, including even our past that we had done wrong. Let's pray, thinking over the message.
사랑에 좋으신 우리 아버지 하나님 감사합니다. 저희들이 이처럼 영원을 사모할 수 있도록 귀한 생명의 씨를 심어 주셨고 우리 주님으로 성령님으로 그 생명의 씨를 깨워 주시고 지금도 목자님의 가르침을 따라 이 영원을 뜨겁게 사모하는 삶이 되게 하셨으니 너무나도 감사를 드립니다. 이 영원을 더 뜨겁게 사모함으로 참으로 만족스러운 삶으로 살아갈 수 있는 우리 모든 성도님들 될 수 있도록 축복하여 주시기를 원합니다. 감사를 드립니다.
Thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. We received a prayer for the sake of senior pastor. Please lay your hands on your sick part or put your hand on your chest for your desiring heart. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father, please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet, and satellite TV in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Light come. Please scourge all your terminal incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problem, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations. Go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, nausea, and all other pains. Disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute speak. Heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Let no scar remain. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of the heavenly places and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bones of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problem. With the fiery words of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.